It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, teachers at Detroit Public Schools might see a pay cut next year and another 24 schools could close. This is part of the district's deficit elimination plan. If this happens, how do you see these changes affecting classrooms?
Well, in a negative way, certainly. The schools have continued to lose students. They stabilized a little bit, but they're projecting that they'll lose some more next year. They'll be down to about 47,000. But they're talking about a 10% pay cut. These are teachers who are already having to work much harder under a much more difficult conditions than teachers almost any place else in the state. The top any teacher would make is $59,000 a year if this went through, and I think what it would do is hasten the exodus of any decent teachers from the system. I mean, the teachers have been cut and cut and again over and over. Their benefits have been cut, and we're really asking them to do a great deal of very difficult work, and when you reduce the pay of people who do that, the ones who can get out do.
Well, Jack, it looks like we might not have a debate season before the November election. It doesn't seem like there'll be a debate for the race for governor or for the U.S. Senate race between Gary Peters and Terry Lynn Land. Why is this?
Well, I'm not sure that's the case. I think there probably will be some debate. There's always, almost always a debate before the Detroit Economic Club and usually a debate on public TV. It's sort of natural that Snyder, who is still sort of ahead in the polls and better known, wouldn't want to debate his challenger. This is sort of what happens in these races. But what's more baffling is in the Senate race, where Gary Peters, by all accounts, is ahead. He's been pulling ahead of Terry Lynn Land, and she's the one who's reluctant to debate. And some people think it's because Terry Lynn Land has just not been very good on her feet. She's been avoiding the press since a disastrous appearance at Mackinac Island in May. However, if it looks like in the end that might be the only way she can sort of reverse the tide, she may agree to debate. But for right now, there are no debates scheduled, and in the Senate race 2 years ago, there were no debates. So we'll just have to see what happens.
And is there any impact if we don't end up seeing any debates?
Well, people don't really see these candidates, and while these debates are more like sort of joint press conferences and the kind of debates we're used to in high school or college, it sort of deprives the voters of a chance to see these candidates for what's, after all, a very important position under pressure. Incumbent senators in Michigan are almost never defeated. It's very, very seldom that that happens, and we often elect senators, and they end up staying there. Carl Levin was there 36 years. Debbie Stabenow is going to be there at least 18 years. These are very important jobs, and a lot of us feel that the people have the right to see how the two major party candidates stack up against each other.
And finally, the Republican and Democratic conventions are happening this weekend. What can we expect to come out of these conventions?
Well, there's something interesting at each convention, as I'm going to talk about later today. The Democrats have sort of a kerfuffle in their ranks over a potential Supreme Court nominee who is anti-abortion. Republicans are normally anti-abortion, Democrats pro-choice, but this is sort of an anti-abortion Democrat, Tom Murphy. We'll see what happens. Republicans have a much more public challenge to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who's a pretty conservative fellow, but who's being challenged by a Tea Party candidate named Wes Nakagiri. Most people think Kelly will win fairly easily. We don't know. And they also have to fill a whole raft of seats for the trustees of the Michigan's three constitutional universities and State Board of Education seats. And to some extent, also, as I'm going to say later today, these things are like big high school reunions for party activists and the press. But something unexpected could happen, and so we'll keep an eye on them.
All right, Jack, and we'll wait to hear from you next week.
Have a great day, Emily.